Welcome back to the Education Matters podcast. One of the really important roles at Capella is the role of enrollment counselor. The first person that a potential learner engages with and talks to as they're thinking about whether Capella is the right fit for them. It's a really important role. I'm always knocked out when I'm at a commencement talking to our graduates. How many of our graduates felt like they had a really that a huge part of their journey was that first conversation and the relationship and bond that they made with their enrollment counselor, and then they kept that up throughout their time at Capella. And so I sat down with one of our best enrollment counselors. Sarah Peterson has been with Capella for 15 years, and she's an enrollment counselor in our nursing program. Which is where a lot of the most innovative, cool stuff is happening at Capella. And so we talked with her about kind of her career path at Capella, how Capella has changed over the last 15 years, and what nurses should be thinking about as they're evaluating the opportunity to come back and get a BSN or moving even further down the road with their educational journey. Who's a good fit? Who's not? And what people should be thinking about as they evaluate that choice. Sarah's a really thoughtful person, and she's one of the people who makes Capella really such a special place. And I hope you guys enjoy the conversation. Sarah, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good to be here.
Let's start, before we get into the exciting world of nursing and Capella, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I am homegrown. I'm from Bloomington.
Okay.
I'm a good Minnesotan who grew up here and never left. I moved to Minneapolis. I suppose I left a little.
All the way to Minneapolis.
All the way to Minneapolis from Bloomington, so not very far at all. And I've been at Capella for the last 15 years.
So that's somewhere where I want to pick up. First of all, how did you come to Capella 15 years ago?
Well, my background is in sales.
Yeah.
And then I left a sales job and went into the nonprofit sector, and I was recruiting volunteers for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Cool.
I'm also formerly a big sister. And I did that for 2 years. And then I was looking at options, and I saw this opportunity to go and recruit students for a school. And it fit with what I had been doing. It was something that was, I could go home and feel really good about at night. I'm helping people, but in a different way.
In 2000, Capella was dramatically smaller than it is today, and the internet was still a relatively new phenomenon. Over 15 years, how has Capella University evolved and changed in your eyes?
Oh, we were such a baby company. We were so scrappy then. Uh-huh. We could get everybody in one room for a cake. When we got our 1,000th learner, we had a party with cake. It was, it's really fun. It was so great to be a part of it because everyone was 100% in and so committed to making this work and being different than the other players at the time.
Yep.
And we started growing because of that, and growing and growing and growing.
And we take a lot of cakes now.
It would take a lot of cakes. Yeah. So now we have bagels on Friday instead.
Yeah, that's right.
But yay, it's Friday. It has changed dramatically. We had a focus on really business programs and more of the human services programs only at that time. And we've grown into so many other areas. We have gotten really serious about accreditation, specialized accreditations in areas. We've recruited top brass in terms of faculty and leadership. So it's been a crazy ride, but it is very different than it was now, but better in so many ways.
Yep. Describe what your role is working with prospective students and what a day in your life is like.
Well, in a lot of ways, I'll say this. I had a nurse asked me when I told her what I did, and we started talking. She said, "So you're the matchmaker." And I thought about this. I said, "I guess I am the matchmaker. Part of my role is to talk to people who are thinking about school and see if they're a good fit with Capella and see if Capella is a good fit with them and make sure both sides feel really good about this arrangement. And then help the student get started. This is kind of a silly way to think about it, but really that's
a perfect way to think about it.
That's really what I'm doing, is I'm reaching out to people who have decided they're going to go to school somewhere.
Yep.
And really trying to understand what they actually need, what they need from a school, what they want, what they expect, and then seeing how that aligns with Capella. And sometimes it's a perfect fit.
Yep.
Sometimes it's not a perfect fit, and that's okay.
Yeah. Let's pick that up. What makes a perfect fit? Who is someone who is well served by what we have to offer?
Sometimes it comes down to what their needs are, and if it's a program fit for what we offer. Uh-huh. But then also we look at looking for a certain type of student. We need students who are really serious about going back to school and improving their professional practice and learning, and are committed to being successful. After that, we can help them with the rest of it.
Yeah.
So with the nurses I work with now, I tell them, what I need from you is I need you to commit that you really want to do this and you're ready to do this. And I help make sure the timing's right and
yep.
all the pieces are in place. And in terms of when they worry about, can I do this? We'll help you with that piece. We've got people for that.
Yep. When someone comes to you and they're in the exploration phase, what are some of the most common questions, hesitations, sources of excitement? Are there some common themes?
Well, every single student we talk to wants to know about time to completion and cost.
Yep.
And it's really starting the conversation in the wrong place. I'll answer that question, but we really need to understand, what is the real driver? What do they need from this? Why are they doing this? Because what we are going to ask of them is that they give us a year and a half to 2 years, and we give them a lot of research and studying and papers mm-hmm. to write.
Yep.
So it's so they are going to be committing to something that is going to help them long term, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I like to talk about what really is motivating them and what is personally motivating them and professionally motivating them.
Yep.
I think not enough people are really asking about how the school is going to help them succeed.
Uh-huh.
Every school is talking about how fast they can go
yep.
and how much it's going to cost. But I think that I try to change the conversation to including how we're going to help them get to the end.
Support them.
More than just getting them started. Every yep. school can get them started.
Yep. One of the recurring themes in the conversations that I've had with learners and graduates is the ones that had the kind of necessary grit to succeed in a program against all the competing pressures that an adult learner has in their lives. It's the people who are able to keep that source of motivation, the thing that put them on the phone with you in the first place, to keep that in front of them throughout the process, and most importantly at those times when it's really difficult and hard.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do most people come to you with that fully formed, or is it
oh, no.
a process? Yeah, we kind of got to get to it.
No, yeah. it's definitely a process. I work specifically with nursing, so it's a little bit different. The pressure is really on for nurses right now
yeah.
to become more credentialed. To have the 2-year nurses need to have their BSN so that they're getting that pressure from their employer so that their employer can align with the Institute of Medicine's
yep.
recommendations. And if they work for a hospital that's trying to become a magnet hospital or is, the pressure is even greater.
Double on.
So
yeah.
there's and that also it also affects other levels of nursing. Nurse managers are now needing to credential up, and nurse executives are needing doctoral programs. So a lot of times we start from a place of insecurity sometimes uh-huh. with some nurses, saying, I'm feeling all this pressure. I really don't want to go to school, but I feel like I have to.
Yep.
So sometimes we start there, and then part of what I'm working with them on is making sure that they realize that they can do this
yep.
and that they're not going to be out there all by themselves. There's tools that can help them be successful.
And if someone can't get that past that feeling of this isn't something I really want to do, but I need to do it, I think the odds are that it's going to be very difficult for them to be successful, that they have to find that something bigger, that larger purpose, and keep that in front of them in order to succeed. Maybe not in every case, but I think in a lot of cases, I think that's a really critical component. And having that happen at the front end, I think, is absolutely critical.
Absolutely. I mean, I have one nurse that I've been working with, and if she hears this, she'll know exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. She reminds me often of how much she doesn't want to do this, but that she knows she has to do it.
Yep.
And truth be told, she's doing well, and she's having a good experience.
And she's going to get a career benefit out of it.
Absolutely. She'll remind me, she's like, I'd rather that I didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't control the industry,
but
I can't control that piece. But she'll admit, but since I have to do it, I suppose this is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having a good experience at Capella. She's going through with some of her work colleagues. Yep. And so it's working for her.
What are some things that Capella does that are different, unique, cool, get you excited?
All my nurses are exciting to work with. But right now I've been working on a very unique project. There's a large healthcare system in a large metropolitan area that has several hospitals. One of the hospitals is Magnet already. The other hospitals want to move in that direction. And they came to Capella with a need to... they needed help getting their 2-year nurses to BSN level by 2020. So that was their time frame. They had looked at a lot of schools, including Capella. They worked on vetting some of these schools, and they selected Capella based on the quality of our programs and the support we offered.
Yep.
So here we are. And one of the things I've been doing is working with helping as many nurses from this healthcare system get started at Capella, and it's been really fun.
Yeah,
it's been fun because what I'm finding is that every new nurse I talk to usually has talked to 2 other nurses who are in the program. So we a lot of colleagues who are talking to other colleagues, having a good experience, and then telling other people that they should do it too. There's a lot of financial support from their employer, so it's very affordable for them. And a lot of learner support here at Capella. So it's a good fit all around.
You've been doing this for 15 years. How do you stay excited about the job? When you're coming in the morning, what gets you pumped up about it?
Well, my job has changed. I've worked with almost every program here at Capella over the 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Started in business, and I've been in nursing for the last few. I never actually want to leave nursing and healthcare.
Really?
Yeah. This is the best place to be for me, I should say. I love the people I work with. I love working with the nurses. They're a unique bunch, and they're great to work with. What keeps me excited about what I do is really seeing these nurses succeed.
Mm-hmm.
We use a lot of social media now, which is different than there was no social media 15 years ago. So I have a lot of nurses who I get started in the program, and then I'm still in touch with them as they're finishing. And I've got a group of nurses right now who came in from another organization, started together. We're all graduating now. And I'm getting these great notes on Facebook saying, thanks, Sarah. I'm so glad that you helped us. And that's enough to get you pumped up in the morning.
Yeah,
I mean, knowing that the students that you're getting started are finishing, and a lot of them signing up again for the next level.
Yeah, we touched on this, but I want to come back to it. For the nurse who's listening to this podcast, thinking about whether he or she should take that jump to get a BSN or beyond, what questions should they be asking themselves for them to start that conversation with themselves about whether this is the right thing for them?
That's a big question because there's so many components. But if they are a 2-year nurse and they're wondering if they should do this, the the answer is probably just yes, they probably need to do this eventually, unless they're at the end of their career.
Yep.
Or unless they are 100% positive that their employer is never going to require it and they're never going to change employers.
Yep. Let me ask a question this way. So, there are a lot of places that nurses can go, right?
Absolutely.
They can do it at night. That doesn't have to be online. Why does a competency-based online program like ours, what questions should they be asking themselves about that to see if it's the right fit? Because like you said, it's not the right fit for everybody.
Well,
so
they need to look at what they want to get out of going back to school. Do they want the degree letters in the fastest time possible and they don't care about anything else? Then we're not that school. If as long as they're going to put the time and effort into going to school, they want to improve their professional practice in nursing and really improve their professional competencies.
Want to work
and
with practitioners.
They want to be practitioners. They want to use what they're learning, and they want to be better nurses because of it. That's where our program really stands out, because we don't just talk about it. We show them how. They track their progression in every single class. So when their manager says, well, you're in school and so is this other nurse, what are you learning? They come back with examples of, well, here's the things that we focus on in the class, and here's what I think we should be doing different here in the ER.
Uh-huh.
Is dramatic.
That's one of the themes that I've gotten from my conversations across Capella, but specifically in the nursing program, is the ability, not just at the end of a degree, to have this portfolio of knowledge, skills, and abilities, but throughout the degree process. Right, to be adding to your toolbox.
Absolutely.
Every quarter, and being able to take that back and articulate it to your employer is hugely valuable. But it comes at a cost. You got to have a lot of grit, and you got to have a lot of self motivation and determination, and be willing to dig in there.
Well, you have to have the grit and the motivation, whether you go to a program that's competency based, where you're really all hands on deck improving your career, or you're just climbing through to get the degree letters.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the determination either way.
Yep.
But my thought is, if you're going to do it, you might as well make sure that you're in a program that's going to help you be better as you're going through the program, not just giving you some what nurses call alphabet soup at the end of your name.
What do you do in your spare time? How do you unwind from a long week?
Well, my spare time. Let's see. I have a 100-year-old house and an 11-year-old daughter. So between the two, that's a lot of my time, like a lot of people. Other than that, I live in Minneapolis. There's so much to do here in the summer.
Yeah.
So just spending some time with family, and I love to go camping. And
where's your favorite spot to go camping?
I don't know if I want to share that.
Okay, that's fair.
There's a secret tent camping place in northern Minnesota that is perfect. But if I tell everyone, then
fair.
It's going to be crowded, too.
All of my listeners will be there.
Yeah, right. So I'll just say northern Minnesota, and you can use your imagination there.
What are some of your favorite things to read?
To read?
Yeah.
Everything.
Okay.
Everything, fiction, everything. Right now I'm reading Boys on the Boat, which is a great story about the 1936 Olympics and the rowing team in Berlin, Germany, the U.S. rowing team.
Yeah, I read a review of it.
It's
good?
It's great. It's great. But I am kind of an obsessive reader, so that's one thing people know about me. You can always ask me what I'm reading. And I usually have my Kindle with me, and I'll pull it out, and I'll be like, oh, here's what you should read next.
What do you tell your daughter about what you do for a living?
Oh, she can tell you. She'll say, oh, my mom works at Capella, and she helps nurses go to school. What I have to hold her back from, though, is every time we go to the pediatrician or the dentist, my daughter will look at the nurse and say, do you have a 4-year degree? And I look at her and I just give her the kind of the cutthroat symbol, like, no, this isn't the time. She's like, you should talk to my mom. I'm like,
she's a natural.
I know. We're going to hire her after she finishes, middle school and high school and college.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it and really appreciate what you do for Capella. 15 years is a long time, and we're lucky to have you.
Oh, thanks a lot. It was fun.
Thanks.